So hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jam.
And I'm Bill.
Bill, what a great time we had today.
Yeah, we did. It was a fabulous day.
Wasn't that fun?
It was a lot of fun.
We've been putting off for podcasts in general for an awfully long time. We just recently posted one we recorded August 1st.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, about time.
Yeah.
So we posted a little out of sequence. Sorry about that. And for what? Almost 2 years we've been talking about the FADOX Ale. We thought what we'd do is we'd do a tournament wrap-up, we'd talk some baseball.
Review the FADOX Ale.
Well, today we wrapped up the season.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so we lost our consolation game, so we are this...
Well, technically we tied.
No, actually, you're right. We did not lose.
No, we probably should have lost. But we won't go there. But we did, you know, played a full nine innings. Ended 12-12. Teams mutually agreed that amongst the sleet and rain and freezing cold, we should probably just call it a day, and that's pretty much what we did.
Yeah, I think what we did was we took into consideration our families that were there watching us play.
Right, and the general well-being of the players on both sides, because it was getting a little dicey, the weather was getting out there today.
You know what, it actually started to rain pretty steadily on the way home.
We were
very fortunate that, generally speaking, the rain held off.
Yeah, I took a couple of... like hail chunks off of my head on the way back.
It wasn't quite that.
Yeah, but it was.
But it was cold. You know what? And I kept telling Kim that this weekend never disappoints. It's always cold.
It is. It's always cold, and there's always some sort of drizzle.
It usually rains.
Exactly. Yes.
This is not the worst day that we've ever played. In fact, I think we've seen snow in the air.
We have had some Mayor's Cup weekends that are very, very iffy. That we've always got the games in.
Yeah.
But that's more because we have to get the games in than we would choose to play in such conditions. Exactly. But it was a good game today. It was a lot of fun.
A ton of fun today.
Oh, it was. Yeah. I had a great time.
You know what? We all actually played pretty well today.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Billy did a great job today.
Billy started with a hot stick and finished with a hot hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that throw from left to home was awesome. Beastly. Yeah, it was amazing. It was a lot of fun.
You did very well today.
I hit well today. I scored once. I ran the bases fabulous.
Yes, you
today.
Did. You stole the base.
Stole the base and scored. Yeah. I, you know, came around third a couple of times, never to score again, but I think I scored one of our first runs besides.
And I was behind you. I scored that inning myself.
So I, of course, scored the second run. You scored the third run because we had three in that inning.
But the balk that was called on the opposing pitcher really helped us that inning because that moved you and I up to second.
Well, that's true. It moved us up to second and third, right. But I wasn't going to argue with it. I would never have called it if I were umping, but that's just me. But,
absolutely.
But fair enough. We had a great, great season. First year I got to play with my son.
Yeah.
And you can see the difference between the beginning and the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
He's come a long ways. Absolutely. I mean, our baseball isn't regular baseball.
It is not. There's a lot of unlearning of modern baseball. And it's pure fundamentals.
And it comes with the very basics of throwing and catching the ball.
Absolutely.
So we constantly talk about reviewing the FADOX.
Yes.
So today, Jim, we're going to do a whiskey again.
Yeah.
No,
actually, no.
This time for
we
sure.
We held each other to this promise. So
exactly.
We're going to review.
And we're both wearing our baseball shirts.
So, so here we go. We got the FADOX.
The FADOX Ale. It's one of our favorites.
It absolutely is.
I thought about throwing a couple of Ben Franklin glasses in the freezer for it. But I figured we'd go with the mug.
Yeah.
Well, oh, did you hear that? Listen, did you hear that? Yeah, that's a nice little.
Your Ben Franklin mugs are blue, right?
Yes,
yeah,
that's
so
why
we'll see
we'll see it better in the mug.
Oh,
that's nice,
yeah,
huh?
That's actually
good for you. Oh, it's gonna.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, let's go over the rules. You never crack a growler unless you're ready to drink it. Guess what we are? Ready to drink it. Oh, I love the smell of this beer.
So do I.
It is. It's almost like that smell of fresh brewed coffee.
Yeah, is it caramel? Perhaps. Is
There's a little bit of caramel.
But you're right. It does have a bit of that coffee too.
Yes, but it's a dark, heavy. Oh yeah. Ah. Get a nice beer mustache from that.
Yeah, got a mouthful of foam on that one.
The FADOX is akin to the Poor Richard's Ale.
Right.
Which we have reviewed before.
We have. So what we love, I mean, we, you know, this is so close to that Ben Franklin Poor Richard's Ale.
Which... I would call this a little bit, a touch more bitter than the Ben Franklin's ale.
I agree with you. And the main difference is one used molasses.
Yes.
And the other...
I don't know if this doesn't use molasses. I don't think it does, though.
I think this uses brown sugar.
Yeah, it might use brown sugar.
It was brown sugar.
Which, you know, was derived from molasses.
So it does have a little bit of bitterness to it. I really like these amber-style beers. I'm not sure that this is an amber-style beer. It's not a stout. What would you call it?
Here's the thing. It's got many characteristics. One of an amber. It's got a little bitterness of like an IPA.
Yeah. Which I generally don't like. I really don't care for the IPAs.
I don't either, but it's got that, just the tinge of that IPA bitterness. But like I said, it's got that sweetness of the amber. It's not a stout, but it's got a fullness to it as well. It's a very well-rounded beer.
It has some of the appearance of an amber as well. It's got that sort of
It's got a deep copper. Yeah, you could say copperish. It's got a deep amber color. It's even darker than most, though. But again, it's not a stout. It's not like a
it's not
like a Guinness. It's not black. You can see through it when brought up to a light.
And so it looks just like the Port Richards.
I think it's
deep color.
It does. I think it might be a little bit lighter than the Port Richards. The Port Richards, I think, was a little even darker in color. Lighter in taste, but darker in color.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, we see the Port Richards every few years, so it's hard for us to...
several years in between...
I thought we'd never see it again.
Indeed. Well, we hope that maybe we will again someday.
I certainly hope so.
I hope so, too.
And this is why I'm on the mailing list.
I am, too. Yeah, we got that from CB.
Yes, we did. Yeah. And I keep my members card fresh.
Oh, I haven't been there since the day we picked up the...
Poor Richards?
The Poor Richards.
I've, like, gotten through this rather quickly.
Yeah.
It goes down nice and easy, doesn't it?
It certainly does. So we never did really talk. Oh, man, let's restart.
You never open a growler without the intention of finishing a growler. Oh, that's a nice pour. You should always share a growler with a friend.
Indeed. So, tournament.
Yeah, so lots going on this summer.
Yeah, we were rather busy all summer, and we unfortunately did not make a lot of time for podcasts, and we had a full season of baseball.
We did.
Going back to the second weekend of August, which would be the week after the podcast that was just posted.
Right.
We're out of sequence.
Then we... did say the tournament was coming up.
Yeah, we did. And we said we would review the Fat Ox after the tournament.
Well, it's after
the tournament. But Dennis came to town, and we had that special...
And we never even mentioned baseball in that entire podcast.
No, we might have made a reference to, we'll get to it when we get the Fat Ox.
Right.
We have our five teams at the museum, right? Seven teams came in.
We had 12 teams. We like to have around 12 teams every year.
Mm-hmm. 12 was the ideal number.
Was this our 11th or 12th?
I think this was our 12th.
12th tournament.
Yeah, I think it was the 12th. And four teams went 4-0, went undefeated.
Exactly.
So it came to tiebreaker. And who was among the four teams?
Well, there were the two teams, the Cleveland Blues.
Yeah.
A great team from Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Great guys.
The Mid-Atlantic All-Stars, which is two great teams that combined themselves to come up here. And
they helped us out big time because we had somebody fall out about a month and a half before.
They threw a team together and came up.
They slapped together a team and a great team.
A good team at that. And then they came up and played. And then there was the Spring Creek.
I think it was Spring Creek. Yeah.
The Spring Creek. And, of course.
That was one of our clubs.
The Victory Baseball Club.
At our club, the Victory Baseball Club. So four 4-0 teams.
Four 4-0 teams.
And we knew going into that last game, we just hadn't scored a lot of runs.
That's right.
So
we didn't score enough.
So we knew all we could do was win the game, do the best we could, but we just hadn't scored enough runs.
Well, no. We were 10 runs short in the run differential.
Yeah.
Which is, it sounds like a lot, but it's one or two big innings.
Yeah.
Or it's one or two bad innings.
Yeah,
We've actually done well in the tournament the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. We've won at least three games each of the past 3 years.
Yeah.
This year, we won four games and we didn't make it to the finals. Years ago, we won three games and we did make it to the finals.
That's right. You were captain
that week. Captain that week, right. And so I'm pretty happy with the team and the way we play. Now, we play through the regular season. We're lucky to scrape up nine guys,
yeah.
And we win some and we really lose some. But
And I had the feeling going into today's game, it was going to be win real big or lose real big, and it was neither.
We
played them very well, and you know what? They weren't playing too terribly seriously.
No.
And once we realized what the flavor of the game was, we really didn't either.
No.
There
was a whole lot of you got it, I'll take it.
Yeah.
There was also a whole lot of where do you want to play? I don't know. Where do you want to play?
Yeah, well, that was fun watching them rotate people all through.
Right, and we just didn't have the people to do it.
Remember one year I was captain, I did that too. It was a consolation game.
I do recall.
Only I wasn't as organized. I said, run out there and take a position. And if somebody else wants it, figure it out.
I believe we ran many different lineups that day. That might have been the only game I ever played center field.
Yeah, I went out there too, and after one batter, I said, no, I'll play shortstop.
Right, yes. Yeah, well, I played right a couple times, but I won't play.
Not a long time.
But it was a great tournament.
It was a big success, too. The championship game between Cleveland and the Mid-Atlantic
was one of the best games I've seen played there.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, the game I umped last week.
What, 12 innings?
It went 12 innings. It was a tie game. Both teams had the bases loaded.
Yes. With no outs
in extra innings.
Yeah.
And we ended up going two more innings.
Yeah.
In the 10th inning, both teams had at least two guys on base with no outs.
Mm-hmm.
And both teams had the bases loaded. Nobody scored.
No, both clubs.
They
had
played great. They did play good, though. Yeah, the teams played great defense. And, you know,
which is the name of the game in the 19th century. It was a defensive game. You served the ball to be hit, and your defense.
And that's true. It was a defensive offensive. It was a different game than it is today.
Yeah.
It was the game where the best defense would win,
mm-hmm.
because you play the field well. Now it's all about pitching.
Right. So anyway. Yeah. We've had a terrific summer. We've really enjoyed our baseball.
Been a great season.
Yeah.
A couple of nice trips. I went to SOTUS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sackett's Harbor.
You went to Sackett's Harbor.
A lot of fun. Can't wait to do it again.
I really would have liked to do a couple other ones, but, you know, the summer doesn't afford us the time that...
I work most Saturdays, so...
And a lot of the trips are Saturdays. So, Jim, another successful season.
Another successful season, another season in the sun. Can't wait again for next
year. It was my favorite season so far.
Yeah, I think it was mine too, actually.
And
I've had a lot of good
seasons. Especially when you were managing, it was more stressful for you than it should have been. You didn't get to enjoy it for the game as you do now, or for the experience.
When I was on the field, but I was the first one to pull myself off the field. So.
That too. And then, now being of our advancing years, I'm rather quick to pull myself off the field from time to time
That's how I feel.
It was fun. I got plenty of play time in today and this whole season, to be honest with you, to not really worry about it.
Same with me.
Still, we can have fun with it and still put on a roughly historical correct type of venue.
Well, yeah.
Today was a little more fun than normal.
Much more fun. Well, but you know what, though? That's really, I think...
It's kind of the spirit of the game,
the
though.
Beauty of playing in a consolation game.
I think so, too.
Is, you know, there's nothing on the line. Just have fun.
And we did.
Yeah, we did. That's perfect. Thank
you. Voila. And Jim, what is I always say about a growler? If you're going to open it...
You have to finish it.
And we've just finished a growler. So, Jim, again, Fat Ox Ale, it's a heavy ale. It works for us because we like it, but it's not the kind of beer you just go out and chug on a summer afternoon. It's a tasty beer. It's got full flavor. It's got a sweetness, a bitterness. It's got a smoothness to it. There's a full character.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an inch-high head on this beer that will stay there.
Everyone we poured.
Exactly. Yeah. But it tastes fantastic. It's the second favorite beer.
Yeah, I'll still lean more toward the
Poor Richard's Ale. Yes, that would be. But It's a very close second.
Oh, this is kissing cousin.
Exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, and the best part about it is when Brian told us that they modeled it after Poor Richard's Ale without as much of the molasses, you know, a little bit less of the sweetness to it.
And Brian, by the way, is the guy who runs the baseball program,
right.
Among many other things over the museum. He's actually our museum rep who handles our program.
And does a fine job.
He does a terrific job at everything.
I saw him today and thanked him for another fine season.
Oh, absolutely. He seemed pleased.
He does.
He seemed pleased.
And if you ever go to the Genesee Country Village Museum around Christmas time, Brian is Santa Claus.
I do not know that.
He is.
He plays Santa Claus.
He does.
Now, I went to the Yuletide years ago when Freight Train was in the program.
Oh, yeah. We went 2 years ago with Mark and Michelle.
Yes, right. You had a good time.
Oh, we have a great time.
Well, and I did too. We're with Scott and Shell and the trains.
Right.
And, oh my gosh, what a terrific time that was. What a terrific
time. It's fun. Isn't it nice? Oh. They do a lot of... Halloween, they do a nice
19th century
Halloween, trick or treat, and they do a nighttime thing, you know, spook you out sort of thing too. They do the good holiday stuff there.
Yeah, they do,
and they do it well.
So, you know, what can we say about Fat Oxtail? We've said it all. It's a nice, big, bold, hearty beer.
Right,
great brew. It's actually got a little bit of things in it.
I would say this: if you are venturing into the world of craft brews, and you want to get a sample of something that's not, you know, you're slightly different than a Budweiser beer. This is a great beer that'll get you. It's not a stout. It's closer to an amber, but it has a little bit of IPA bitterness, but it's not flat out hoppy and, you know, stick to your tongue and make you go blah. This is a really good beer to get a full-flavored beer that you can enjoy. Like I said, it's a hearty beer.
Yeah.
So you can enjoy it on a nice cold afternoon.
Yes. Today would have been a great day for it, and tonight is...
Another great day for it.
That's right.
So
that's right. And certainly, if you're curious about the Poor Richard's Ale, this is as close as you're going to get to it without getting to it. So
exactly.
This is virtually the same beer.
It is. So this is beer the way it was made back in...
Back in the 1700s.
In the 1800s, exactly. So
1917 or 18.
So beer the way it was meant to be brewed... In baseball, the way it was meant to be played.
Meant to be played.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyway, Jim, to the Fat Ox, to the
Fat Ox.
Baseball season.
To Vintage Baseball 2015. We all had a great year playing with you.
Really. Yeah, thank you. Indeed, we do.
All right, thank you so much for listening. My name's Jim.
And I'm Bill.
And this is Hopscotch Works.